Good morning. It's 4 minutes after nine. You're listening to KFSK, and it's Tradio time. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Stuart. I'm just dandy today. Yeah. Weather's been nice. You know, it's a little cloudy day, but no rain. It's very tolerable. Yesterday was actually fairly warm.
Yeah, yesterday was great. Got out for a bit of a walk in the evening. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to go out for a walk and stay dry.
Yes, that's what I appreciate. I don't like looking at the rain word in the forecast for spring and summer.
Right.
So,
but it's coming.
Yeah, for sure. As we get rolling with things here, we do have a couple of callers that we'll head into here shortly. But we do have something on the list, as I mentioned.
I start up. Stuart says we came preloaded with a couple items here. We just wanted somebody called in or wanted to put this on the list here. There's a garage sale Saturday, May 9th at 206 Joa Street. That's the corner of 3rd and Joa. And it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Contact Shirley at 510-213-2938 if you got any questions. And also, this you'll have to expound upon this on that to in search of In the Garden host.
Yes. So we were notified by Daniel Tucker, who hosted In the Garden last season and started off this season, notified us today, basically, that he can't keep doing the show, so we're going to take a hiatus on In the Garden right now, and we're going to look. We need a new host.
That's too bad. He was really good. He was really into it too. You know, he was really into that horticulture type gardening stuff. It was really good.
The demands of life were such that he needs to take a break from it. I think he would like to come back in the future, but as of right now, he has to kind of drop that out. And so, if there is someone who would be interested in picking up that that program, we would love to talk to you about it and get you on. So we're in search of a host for In the Gardens.
All right.
So that said, we will also no program today, and it'll just be a regular High Country Sue McCallum music starting at 2:30 this afternoon. All right. So let us head over now to the phones. We have a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. Good morning,
John.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm really happy because I can make Joe write a lot today.
You do every week lately, John. Maybe you should just print it out and we'll just read it next time. But I love hearing your voice. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, you're such a softie.
Fire away, John.
Part of our moving thing is we need to get rid of our piano.
Oh!
You're upright, and it's free to anyone who wants to move it.
A free piano.
Yeah, you know, it's always free till you get there, and you better have a crew of about eight guys. And I've done a couple piano moves, one for the ex-station manager here, and that was fun. Okay, piano, an upright piano for free.
Heavy upright piano.
Oh, they're all heavy, John.
It's heavier than me, which is really heavy.
Okay.
Yes. And
how would they get a hold of you?
For canopy, my truck still.
Canopy
5 foot wide, 6 foot long.
Canopy.
It's on Frontier. The Toyota one should fit it too.
So it's a short bed, right? That's 5'6" long. Yeah. Okay. And how much you want for that?
Well, I'm looking for one. So.
In search of. I got you. Okay, and what kind of rig do you have? You have a short bed.
I have a Nissan Frontier.
Oh, Frontier short bed. Yeah, but you said right. It's probably about the same as a Tacoma.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And the last thing is, I still have a Native Dolls I got in Bethel about 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I can sell.
Okay. You had like three of those, I think, last week, right?
Right.
Three? Okay, right. Yeah.
907.
And how much for the dolls? Or was that an offer? Or was that a negotiable item?
Yeah.
That's when, okay. Go ahead. Give me the number, John.
907-772-3677.
772-3677. I'm not sure. All right, John. I think we got her. Good luck.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
All right.
Thanks, John. You too. All right. Great. And he had a couple things there. So he's in search of the camper bed. He has the piano to move. And then the other last thing was what?
His native dolls. He's got three native dolls. They're kind of old and really native.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know which. Last week he said what they were actually. They're just three different figurines, but they're pretty nice, I guess.
All right, we have another guest who has joined us in the studio, Sally Dwyer here. Hey, Sally.
Sally!
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, very good.
So, miss your calls, so you come in person now. That's great.
I thought I'd bring in some cupcakes. Well,
that's worth it.
I'm trying to do a new recipe each week, and I bring it to people to test them.
And we are the testers.
This week is orange creamsicle cupcakes.
Ooh, they look delicious.
They've been in the fridge overnight, so they might be a little bit cold, but there's one for each of you guys.
Thank you.
And the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
I have a hat on today, though, for the Sons of Norway.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is my 50th year working at the Sons making the fancy sandwiches, which we call smørbrød. And I don't know if it's my last year, but it's certainly getting close. And I need the rest of my team to call me and get signed up. I need 24 people.
Oh, wow.
I have 14 signed up, which is really good at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do need 10 more, and mostly they would be like the bread butterers and fringers. So they're only there for about an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the team pulls in the kitchen and starts the decorating as soon as the bread starts getting done, and we can start hauling trays of 21 in to the 7 varieties that we make each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cool thing. I started when I was in high school with Tortinas, dragging Linda Tinas and I in, Linda Kephart now, and helping her. And the smørbrød has been around since 1958 for the festival, the same year the festival started.
Mm.
Say that again. The
smørbrød. Buttered bread.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, yeah. I got you.
It sounds like smeared bread or something.
Right.
Yeah. Buttered bread.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm really looking for people that not necessarily are Sons of Norway members, but would be interested in learning how to do it or just coming and helping. It is at an ungodly hour, but 6 a.m. on Saturday the 16th. But we're out of there before 9, and the butterers leave as soon as there's no more bread to butter or fringe, because we fringe it with lettuce so that the fillings can stick to the butter part and then not fall in your lap as you're eating it, because we crazy Americans don't eat our smørbrød with a knife and a fork like they do all over Europe. And so we had to kind of make, Tora had to kind of make adjustments for us heathens here. Yeah.
Well, they're more finger food here than
it's pickup food.
Pickup
food, right. And munch away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting each year. There's the four standards, and I've added three in my tenure of the last 30 years, and it's going to be pretty exciting. And I really would appreciate the help. And my number is 518-0601.
Okay.
And then my buddy Bridget, who chairs the Coffee Hoos, she's on a wedding trip for somebody, and she's wanting to remind people that cookies for Coffee Hoos members, or whoever wants to bring cookies made with butter and love, please, no Ritz crackers dipped in chocolate, or kind of make them traditional if you can. And they can be brought to the hall after the style show on Friday the 15th after 3 p.m. The door will be open. And then they can also be brought that morning before 9 o'clock so they can get plated and put on the tables, because the doors open at 10 a.m. And go till 1. It should be a beautiful weather. We ordered sunshine.
Okay.
And the ambassador from Norway to the U.S. is going to be here. I don't remember her last name, but her first name is Annika, or Aniki. And she'll be hanging around town. She says she wants to do everything.
Excellent.
She doesn't just want to sit there in her fancy dress. She wants to get in with the peeps.
She'll be a busy lady if she wants to do everything.
For sure.
Yeah, I think they'll have fun. She's bringing, I believe, her husband and the woman who used to normally accompanies the ambassador, Anki, and then Lisa Christiansen, who is the honorary Norwegian Council for Alaska, even though she doesn't live here anymore.
So are they supposed to contact you if they're bringing cookies, or?
No, it'd be Bridget when she's not getting back till like the day before.
Oh. Mm.
And so we have to go on the honor system.
Okay.
We just know you'll bring them, and she'll be really happy and say thank you, and big smile on her beautiful face, and we'll all be happy to eat them.
So when is the delivery time for the after the style show?
After the style show, we convert to the coffee hoo. So there's about an hour of twilight zone down there where we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off.
So the style show is Friday then.
Friday.
And then so after that, and the coffee hoo is Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe that they are planning to do pre-sales on the style show, but don't quote me.
Yeah.
Don't write that down.
They'll probably write it.
They'll get here when it gets a little closer.
Yeah. Right.
But I just thought as long as I was bringing ice cupcakes, I'd sort of come blow a horn.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So next Wednesday, just start of, you know, if you want to come and blow the horn again next Wednesday, stay with cupcakes. That'd be good.
Oh,
too.
I'm happy to. We'll see what's on the list, what I find.
Right. So
this one just amused me because as a kid, I really liked Dixie cups.
Sure.
I don't know if you remember those.
Oh, yeah.
And creamsicle.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And so this said orange creamsicle cupcakes. I went, got to try it.
They make a lot of stuff orange creamsicle. They make, you know, candy and ice cream.
And these are filled actually with a creamsicle whipped cream.
Nice.
And then frosted with a cream.
Okay, that's it for Tradio, folks.
They're going to go into a carb coma here.
Right, exactly.
Anyway,
so question.
Yes.
So you said seven varieties.
Seven varieties.
And since then, you've kind of integrated three new ones.
There were four originals.
Four originals, then you integrated three new ones.
I dropped two of them.
Okay.
Because we had to.
Do they all have different names?
Well, we do halibut.
Okay.
We do egg salad.
Yes.
We used to do pork with prune and sauerkraut, but I dropped that one.
Ooh, good job.
We used to do a solid shrimp one, but the shrimp got too expensive.
Mm.
So now I do halibut. We do halibut, egg. We do ham with a marinated asparagus spear inside.
Fun.
We do carbonara,
which is
the meatball one with caramelized onions. We do roast beef with caramelized onions. And we do a vegetarian one that's made with three kinds of Havarti cheese and veggies. And then number seven is my favorite. It's a seafood salad where I mix crab and shrimp together and make a sandwich out of it. We only do 63 of those, so they go really fast.
What's the one with the cucumber on the top?
The cucumber on the top with the slice of lemon is the halibut.
Okay, that's the one I love.
And there's a little piece of parsley on either side to hold it upright.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the egg salad, we do the lox that they make for us at Tonka Seafoods. So
those are the two I gang up on.
Mm.
Those are the most popular. Yeah. You'll see those at weddings and funerals and birthday parties and graduation. And those are the two hot ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
And I tried to get halibut yesterday, but apparently there hasn't been any landed yet.
It's coming.
I know, but I wanted it yesterday.
Okay. You always want something yesterday.
I know.
Demanding.
I was very polite. I told Laurel, okay, I'll come back next week. And she said, I hope we get some halibut.
There's got to be some coming in,
Okay, Isaiah's peeking in the window. You probably have calls waiting, and I better be quiet and go.
Well, I'm going to get censored again for talking too much.
That's okay.
All right, thanks for stopping.
You're welcome. So
thanks for the cupcakes.
Enjoy the morning and the happy day. It's
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. And we'll go ahead to caller on line two. You're on Tradio. Good morning.
Crock pot, beefy noodles. Before I forget.
Say again.
For that crock pot, beefy noodles.
Okay.
Before I forget. It's for bingo snack on Friday.
Okay.
This is Joyce.
Sounds good.
Hey, Joyce.
Excuse the noise. I'm at the gym. Sons of Bingo Friday. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. We'd like to have more people come. So come on down, Joe.
Thanks. Bingo starts at 7:30? Is that 7:30?
No.
6:30. 5:30 open, 6:30. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, I'll call back Friday when I find out what kind of dessert we're having.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And... caller on line.
Oh, yeah.
Caller on line three here on Tradio. Thanks for waiting patiently.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Dave Bird calling.
Dave!
Hey, first of all, I wanted to comment, anyone wants a piano... I know of a person who has experience in moving pianos. Joe.
Yeah.
You mentioned it.
I was younger then.
You were younger then. Well, we were all younger last week.
Good point.
So anyway, I don't want to volunteer you at all, Joe, but you did volunteer. I mean, you did say you had experience.
Yeah, well, I can manage from the sidelines.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm calling today with my Rotary hat on. We have our seafood barbecue coming up on Sunday for after the festival. Mm-hmm. And it'll start at noon. We've got king salmon, we've got black cod with all the trimmings. And tickets are available online at petersburgrotary.org. So people can go there, and or you can take a look at the Little Norway Festival booklet, and we have a QR code there, and people can scan that and get tickets in line to avoid tickets in advance, to avoid the line at the salmon bake itself, or seafood bake itself. And secondly, speaking of tickets, we have tickets available on sale for our Rotary Duck Race on the 4th of July. And that's we're off of Main Street on Excel. We create a crick, complements or with the help of the volunteer fire department hoses and water from the borough, and push the ducks down the street. Mm-hmm. And eat winners. We have grand prize winners. So those tickets are also available at petersburgrotary.org. We urge people to get those in advance.
Do Rotary members have tickets too? If they run into one in person, they don't want to go online, or no? Is it all online sales?
Yeah. Well, tickets for the barbecue are available online.
Right.
And otherwise, tickets for the duck race are available through Rotary members, and they're $10 a piece.
Okay. And do you know what's the salmon bake, or you call it a seafood bake now? That was a salmon bake. How much are they?
We have salmon and black cod, so we didn't want to call it just a salmon bake, so it's a seafood barbecue.
Right.
They're $38.
$38?
Yeah, $38.
That's an odd number, but that's okay.
Well, we have change.
Everybody's got change, yeah. No, that's good. Good to know.
We have small bills. You don't need pennies, and credit cards are accepted.
Good,
on site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the news that we've got so far.
Hope we have
also
good weather.
One thing on Youth Exchange, we have a girl coming from France next year, and Charlene will be here, be in Petersburg in August for the year. So we're excited to announce, Youth Exchange is continuing, and we're happy to be a part of it with our club and our community.
Right on. And you have housing for her already?
We're looking for housing for we have a host family lined up for the first period, mm-hmm. Which will be about 4 months through the end of this year. So we're looking for host families starting in late December, early January 27th.
Okay.
Hard to say that number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You bet. All right. Well, I know there's other callers, so I'll let you guys go and get on with it. But thank you for being there.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. All right. We have a caller on line one. You're on Tradio. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. This is Liz Bacon calling.
Hi, Liz.
And this is an early call out on behalf of the Arts Council and Northern Night Theater and other organizations that use the Wright Auditorium. There will be a Sound of Music sing-along on Sunday, June 7th. The full-length movie will be shown on the big screen. I'm not sure how many people even have seen the movie, let alone in the theater. And the words to all the songs will be displayed on the screen. So the audience is encouraged to participate with their voices and especially their creativity, which is why I'm calling. I want folks to think about non-paper, brown paper packages, blue satin sashes, and billy goats, or even dressing for a ball. Extra tufts are optional. Mm. And this is a fundraiser for the Wright Auditorium upgrade. And we're thinking especially new seating, so that would be a really nice upgrade for the theater.
Did you say new seating, Liz?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, new seating. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And for more information, or if you'd like to help us make this a memorable event, you can give me a call at 907-518-0808.
Great.
Yeah. Sing along.
Yeah. Well, I won't sing, I promise.
That's okay. Even if you don't have a very good, strong voice, there'll be 300 and some other people joining you, and you'll be, it'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sounds like a good time. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, thanks, Liz.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. And we have caller on line two. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Is this me?
That's you.
Oh, okay. Say, this is Don Cornelius, and I found a really nice woman's watch in the elementary school parking lot, buried in the sand and the mud there, and it was just a little tab sticking up, and I picked it up and brought it home to throw in the garbage and trying to clean it off, and oh my gosh, it was running, and it had the right time, so it must have mean it was lost, I'm guessing, since we went on daylight savings time, but anyway... if anybody lost their watch, here I am at 907-518-0136.
0136?
Mm-hmm. And that's
where was it found, Don?
It was in the elementary school parking lot.
Okay.
So I'm gathering it could have been a teacher or maybe a visitor, someone picking up a child.
Okay.
That's my guess. It was buried in the sand and mud except a little tab sticking up, and I picked it up, and oh, my gosh. The watch.
Wow. And it's still working.
And it's still working. It's got to be a good watch under those conditions. So.
Ticks a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yeah, you betcha.
Right.
I want one for my wife.
Yeah.
I hope I can find the owner, though.
Oh, they'll. Okay, 518-0136. Okay, thanks, Don.
You might put that on the announcements, too. Yeah. That might be good, too.
We can do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you much.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Right. All right. Quite a lot of activity there.
Quite a flurry.
And maybe we can do a rundown of sorts.
We probably should do it before I start yammering on again. But, we've covered these first two items. So now we're going to go with John called. He's got an upright piano for free, but you move. So if you're interested and want a piano, you can contact John. I'll give you the number in a minute. And he's also in search of a short bed canopy for his Nissan Frontier, which is about the same as the Toyota Tacoma short bed. So he's looking for a canopy for that. And he also has some Native dolls for sale. If you're interested, he'll talk to you about it and make a deal. And for those items, the piano and the canopy, if you have one, and the dolls, call 907-772-3677. Sally called, or Sally was here,
yes.
And after she showed us the cupcakes, I forgot most of what she said. But no, anyhow, let's hurry up and get the rundown. I want one of them cupcakes. But Sons of Norway, sign up for sandwich making. She needs help. So it's Saturday the 16th. They show up at 6 a.m. Every little bit helps. They start putting together sandwiches first thing in the morning for the Kaffeehus. And if you're able to help with that, you can call Sally at 907-518-0601. And also an early shout-out for makers of cookies for the Coffee House. The organizer of the Coffee House is not in town, so we're on the honor system. So you know who you are that makes cookies for the Coffee House. So just be on your toes. So you can be delivered to the Sons after the Style Show on Friday afternoon. Joyce called, and she has a menu, some of the menu for the bingos, which starts at open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. She's got a crockpot beefy noodles, which sounds delicious. And Dave called. He's saying that the seafood barbecue. But I agree. I said they've had black cut. I don't know if we had black cut early on or not, but maybe. But seafood bake at the Sandy Beach, it's going on. If you can make it, it's great feed, salads and all that other stuff with black cod and salmon. Tickets are $38. You can be bought at petersburgrotary.org. And then he's saying that duck race tickets are also available online for the 4th of July duck race, so get your tickets early. And it's on the PetersburgRotary.org. And also duck race tickets can be purchased from local Rotarians, I think, if the tickets are available.
Right, right.
And then he just wanted to say that they're expecting their exchange student from France this fall. She'll be here in August. They have a housing for her for the first quarter. But if you're interested in housing a girl from France, let them know for later in the year. It's always a good experience for them to come to another country. Liz called, and she's given a shout-out for the an early shout-out.
Right.
For the Arts Council is putting a fundraiser up for the Sound of Music on the big screen in the Wright Auditorium, Sunday, June 7th. And it's 907-518-0808 is Liz's number. And their fundraiser is for new seating in the auditorium. And it's funny because I sure noticed that when I was over there for the dance recital. And I was trying to think of how old these seats are, you know, because it was like, that's 30 years ago. And,
okay.
And those, I thought, you know, I was even mentioned to my wife, I said, these seats are a little lumpy. You know? Yeah, 30 years of use for students, and the auditorium get used a lot.
Right, right.
It would be a great upgrade for the auditorium to have new seating.
Yeah, looking to do many upgrades, and that was like one of the big, the top priority items.
Yeah, there's other items that need to be upgraded too, but it's time. And Don Cornelius called, and he found a women's watch in the elementary school parking lot. It was poking out of the sand, so he found a little strap, and he picked it up, and lo and behold, he went home and cleaned it up, and it's still working. So if you lost a watch in the women's, or you lost a watch this winter or this spring, Don has it, 907-518-0136.
It may or may not be a Timex because it took a licking.
Yeah, but it's still working.
Right.
So, yeah, he said, and it probably, he figures you lost it before the daylight saving time switch because it's still on the old time. So.
Right. All right.
But that's all we have right now, Stuart.
Great. Well, we do have one more caller on the line now.
And, I got room on the paper.
Excellent. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. I am a man in need of a new home for two lazy boy recliner chairs. Well used, well loved, worn, great for a cabin. There must be somebody around here trying to furnish their cabin still.
All right. Two lazy boys for free, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so are they fabric, leather, whatever? I don't know. What doesn't matter, I guess,
if
they're free.
Fabric,
can't be fussy.
Recliner, fabric recliners, there's plenty of life. They're, you know, big stuff, big chairs.
Yeah.
I hate to throw them out.
Well, yeah, there's another fine, you know, piece of furniture. You know, Lazy Boy makes good furniture, so they last forever, usually.
Yeah.
Unless you got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, they're about halfway. They got halfway of forever left.
Halfway.
One minute of eternity is the best.
I'll compute that and see how much time that is left, but I think it's a fair amount of time left.
Yeah.
There you go.
How would we get a hold of you?
Bruce, 518-1113.
Why did I know this was you? Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, I'm sure somebody, like I said, they're great for cabins, and well, probably even somebody could use them in their house, you know, some beauty that needs a, you know, the kids' room or something, whatever. But I don't think they're going to stick around long.
Good.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks for a lot, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Ooh, Lazy Boys, 507-518-1183.
All right, great. Well, we certainly filled the page.
Yeah. Well, somebody wrote really big at the top.
Sorry about that.
No, we're good. I got room for just one more call if there's one, but otherwise we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, I think we have well covered everything, so we appreciate it. And again, thanks to everyone who called in. You can call in again on Friday for if you have something that you weren't able to share today, or if you have any updates you want to throw at us, give us a call on Friday at 9 a.m.
Right on.
All right.
Thanks, Drew.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. All right. You have been listening to Tradio and sponsored by Rockies Marine and Petersburg Properties. We'll take a look at the health tip here momentarily, and then I'll be back to some more music for Rising Tide.